The following podcast is by an asshole named Brandon and is not necessarily the opinion of WrestleFania, fans not experts, and any person with a brain. Listener discretion advised.
This is the part where I'm supposed to say hello and welcome to another exciting episode of WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. But those days have come and gone. Instead, let me say you are welcome for episode one of the WrestleBrand Heelcast, because this is a takeover. For those of you who might not know, last week via YouTube, WrestleBrand.tumblr.com, and of course my Twitter account at WrestleBrand, I pulled off the biggest heel turn in the history of podcasts and the biggest heel turn period since Hulk Hogan turned his back on WCW and formed the New World Order. Last week, I surprised the world by releasing my brand new show, the WrestleBrand Heelcast. And by doing so, I stabbed a knife into the back of my cousin, my co-host, and now my arch nemesis, Mike, aka at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. So now everybody wants to know why. Why, WrestleBrand? Why? Well, let me tell you why. Because Mike, at WrestleWatcher, whatever the hell you want to call him, is a piece of crap. Why is he a piece of crap? I will tell you why he is a piece of crap, ladies and gentlemen. You see, Mike thinks he is better than everybody. He thinks he is better than me. Oh, I have a microphone to record podcasts with. Last time I checked, Brosif, Howard Stern did not have a microphone in his early days. He had a cell phone. Period. Just like me. The future of podcasts. Except, let me rephrase it, because the podcast is now dead because the Heelcast is the future. Mike has always been jealous of me because he might be a producer, he might be an editor, but he knows there's only one talent in this relationship, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is me. We have millions of fans around the world, aka Gary, for one reason and one reason only. Me. And I cannot help but laugh. Because last week, when I released episode zero, just a little preview of what is to come in the WrestleBrand Heelcast, just that little preview was enough to turn Mike's whole world upside down. And now, this week, I'm taking over WrestleFania. See, Mike's not even going to listen to what I record. He's going to put the WrestleFania introduction at the beginning. He's going to smack his stupid little fans not experts tag on at the end. He's not going to have a fucking clue as to what I actually recorded until our millions of fans, aka Gary, tell his dumbass. And by then, it'll be too late. The damage will be done. Why release episode one of the WrestleBrand Heelcast solely on YouTube, solely on my Tumblr, solely on my Twitter account, when I can release it on more platforms via WrestleFan? Because WrestleFania is on iTunes. WrestleFania is on fansnotexperts.com. And Mike has no clue. Mike has no fucking clue what he has gotten himself into. But I do have to give Mike credit for one thing. You see, about 3 years ago, I signed a long-term, multi-million-dollar contract with fansnotexperts.com. And the money means nothing to me. It really does not mean anything to me. But that contract is ironclad. I have had my attorneys look at it, and there is no way I can get out of it. So for the foreseeable future, at least, I will be legally bound to fans.experts.com. I will have to still create occasional content for the website. I will still be co-host of WrestleFania. I will even be legally bound to record the occasional episode of WrestleFania with Mike himself. But now that the heel has been unleashed, we do it all on my terms. We do it all my way. Because like Fred Durst said, it's my way or the highway. But enough about Mike. Enough about me being better than him in every way possible. Because at the end of episode 0 of the WrestleBrand Heelcast, I said in episode 1, I'd be talking about how the WWE has booked their Universal Champion Kevin Owens and how they have booked Bill fucking Goldberg, because there's a lot of things they are doing right now that is pissing me off. There are a lot of things going on right now that make me afraid as a wrestling fan. So I'm going to get to all that as I run through the card for WWE Fastlane, which will be this Sunday. It is a pretty solid card from start to finish. I will be watching live. I will be tweeting live. So what better place to start than the beginning with the kickoff match? It is our first of two cruiserweight matches of the night, a tag team match, Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa versus the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar. I'm going to guess, since this is the kickoff match, that the babyfaces will win. Noam Dar will take the pinfall because he always does. And after the match, the Brian Kendrick will attack Akira Tozawa, continuing their rivalry. Now time for the main card. We have our first of two women matches, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax is going to win. Her victory at Fastlane will help set up a fatal four-way for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania 33. Sasha Banks has been preoccupied lately with the current women's champion Bayley and her longtime rival, former champion Charlotte. And we'll talk about those two later. But Sasha Banks has been too preoccupied with the two of them and has not been paying enough attention to Nia Jax. Now, Charlotte is getting her title rematch against Bayley at Fastlane. And again, I'll talk about that match later. But Sasha Banks has a pinfall victory over Charlotte on a recent Raw. So she is technically in the title mix. By Nia Jax beating Sasha Banks at Fastlane, she should also be in the title mix. again, setting up a fatal four-way for WrestleMania 33. We have the Raw Tag Team Champions Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass. My prediction is Gallows and Anderson will win and retain the titles. They are recent champions. They could use a good solid victory, especially on a pay-per-view. Enzo and Cass have had chances to win the belts in the past. They have come up short. If they win the tag team belts, I think it will be on the biggest stage of them all at WrestleMania 33, whether they have a rematch with Gallows and Anderson or they have some sort of multi-team match, which seems more likely based on recent WrestleMania history at least. But as far as Fastlane goes, my prediction is that the Raw Tag Team Champions, Gallows and Anderson, win and retain the belts. Our second Cruiserweight match of the night, Cruiserweight Champion Neville versus Jack Gallagher. Now, these two are arguably the only two things going on in the Cruiserweight division. And what I mean when I say that is this. They're the only two getting a real and consistent reaction from the Raw audience. Neville has resurrected his career as the king of the Cruiserweights, as the current Cruiserweight champion. As over and as fun as Jack Gallagher is currently, I think Neville needs to win. He needs to retain. That Cruiserweight division needs a long-term champion. That belt has changed hands a few times, and the belt has only been around for a handful of months, really. So Neville needs to retain. Neville needs to be the torch carrier for that division until they can at least build up more talent. Jack Gallagher, as over as he is, can be more over. Plus, there's nothing better than a babyface chasing the title. I do not think this will be the last time Jack Gallagher competes for the Cruiserweight title. They also need time to build up lesser talent. This needs to happen in order for the Cruiserweight division to be any kind of success. Because so far, quite frankly, for the most part, I think it has been a big failure. So much so that I think I've been talking about the Cruiserweight division too much. So let me move on to the already mentioned Women's Championship match. Raw Women's Champion Bayley defends her new title against Charlotte Flair. Bayley has not been champion for long, but my prediction is she loses the title. The WWE loves hyping up the fact that Charlotte has never lost on a pay-per-view. I think if she loses on a pay-per-view, they're going to make it a big deal and have it be perhaps at WrestleMania 33, the next pay-per-view, but not this Sunday at Fastlane. Charlotte will win the title back. There might be shenanigans with Sasha Banks and Nia Jax. In fact, maybe even Sasha Banks cost Bayley the title, much like she cost Charlotte the title. Even if it is by accident, that could be a fun situation. Then, of course, Nia Jax will beat Sasha Banks early tonight. And like I said, bada bing, bada boom, we got a fatal four-way for WrestleMania 33. Now, the last three matches are arguably the biggest three of the night. We have Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. First of all, I absolutely love what they've been doing with Joe. They have brought him in, pushed him right to the main event, much like they did with Finn Balor. Except Joe is a heel through and through. He is a legit badass. He calls himself the Destroyer, and so far he has done nothing but back it up. There's no doubt in my mind, and I like Sami Zayn. I do. I like Sami Zayn, but Sami Zayn's always an underdog. He is going to put up a fight against Samoa Joe, but ultimately, he will lose. Samoa Joe will win. There's no way, after everything they've done with him over the last month, that he loses his first pay-per-view match. Samoa Joe will win. Now, we have a match that I think has potential to steal the show. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. This match could be an incredibly boring big man match. But Roman Reigns, as much as I do not like his character, he's an underrated worker. There's not too many Roman Reigns pay-per-view matches, especially, that I walk away from and think that was a waste of my time. And you could say that people are carrying him, but that, quite frankly, is not the case. Maybe people can carry him to a better match than he would have against other competitors, but Roman Reigns is still a great worker who needs to be given credit for the quality matches that he is in. Braun Strowman, very athletic big man. Braun Strowman worked an entertaining match against the Big Show. And again, the Big Show had a role in that match as well. But Braun Strowman is such a tremendous athlete. Roman Reigns is such a tremendous athlete. These two are going to beat the living crap out of each other. I think this is going to be a surprisingly athletic, surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, but hard-hitting match. The question is, who wins? You have Roman Reigns, who some people still believe is destined to be the guy, as he calls himself. We have Braun Strowman, arguably the biggest up-and-comer currently on the Raw brand. Well, my prediction is Braun Strowman. I think Braun Strowman benefits more from beating Roman Reigns than Roman Reigns does by beating Braun Strowman at this point. I also think that they're setting up a Roman Reigns Undertaker match at WrestleMania 33. And I think, this is my prediction, that the Undertaker will somehow cost Roman Reigns the match against Strowman at Fastlane. Now, I'm not saying the Undertaker shows up, but the Undertaker, if you have noticed over the last couple decades of professional wrestling, he plays mind games. He's very theatrical. The Undertaker does not need to be in the building in order to cost Roman Reigns. All that needs to happen is lights go out, maybe there's a crack of lightning, the lights come back on, and Roman Reigns is mysteriously laid out in the middle of the ring, allowing Braun Strowman to get the 1, 2, 3. I also think that in more interesting situation for this match would be the rare double turn. Everybody's been wanting Roman Reigns to turn heel because everybody boos him anyways. Roman Reigns has been playing up his heel side a bit more, like when he had the handicapped match against Gallows and Anderson and used the steel chair. Braun Strowman's been getting a great reaction that I think it's only a matter of time till they turn him face. So my prediction is this. I have three big predictions for this match. Prediction number one, Braun Strowman wins. Prediction number two, it'll be because The Undertaker somehow cost Roman Reigns the match. And prediction number three, this will be an example of a rare double turn where Roman Reigns leaves the heel and Braun Strowman leaves the babyface. Now we have the main event. Universal Champion Kevin Owens versus Goldberg. I think I'm going to have to open up a brand wiser for this one. I stated at the end of episode 0 of the WrestleBrand Heelcast that I have a lot to say about this. About how these two men have been booked, and about this match in general. I said earlier in this show, this is a lot about this match, a lot about how they booked it. It's really pissing me off. So let me explain what I mean. Now that I have a sip of beer in me, let me explain what I mean. First of all, I loved Jericho. Jericho and Kevin Owens together was gold. But by putting the two of them together, it was a disservice to Kevin Owens as far as being the Universal Champion. Because Jericho was always there to help him win. And even though, yes, they are heels, and yes, heels cheat to win and play dirty and whatever, every heel champion needs at least one big, clean victory to make them a solid champion. So when somebody does finally beat them, it means more. Now, as we all know by now, after the hilarious Festival of Friendship segment, I truly believe that was the best moment on Raw in months, Jericho is no more. And since then, over the last couple weeks on Raw, Kevin Owens has finally been booked as the badass, no-nonsense, takes-no-shit, takes-no-prisoners, Universal Champion that he has always should have been booked as. And it all has happened just in time for this match. Now we have Goldberg, a past his prime part-timer. He comes in at Survivor Series. In my opinion, he embarrasses Brock Lesnar and in the process buries the roster. That might be an unpopular opinion, but heels are unpopular. So screw you. All right? Screw you. He buried the roster in that match. Or rather, the WWE booking buried the WWE roster in that match. Then, it's time for the Royal Rumble. Goldberg comes in. The whole roster of superstars currently in the match is laid out because Brock Lesnar came into the match, and rightfully so, because Brock Lesnar is a legit badass. He is the biggest moneymaker they have, and Goldberg easily eliminates him. If it was not painfully obvious after Survivor Series, it was painfully obvious in that moment that they were going to do Lesnar Goldberg 3. At WrestleMania 33. Now, despite my opinion on how their rivalry has been booked, there is no mistaking that both are huge names, both are huge money makers, and that match will sell tickets. That match, Goldberg Lesnar 3, does not need a title on the line. But now that Kevin Owens, is finally being booked properly, he is going to lose the title to Goldberg this Sunday at Fastlane. So now we will have another past his prime, part-time champion that does not appear on Raw every week. Never mind live events. It was frustrating when they did it with The Rock a few years back. I was not frustrated when they did it with Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar is a different kind of part-time, because Brock Lesnar is at least a consistent member of the WWE roster and has been now for what? 5 years or so since he returned? And Brock Lesnar, guess what? He wrestles at live events. Not every single live event. But Brock Lesnar, as little as he might wrestle throughout a year, he is a consistent member of the WWE roster. So yes, he's a part-timer, but not in the sense that he's going to be gone by the time WrestleMania 34 rolls around. I mean, the man has had a match at WrestleMania 29, WrestleMania 30, WrestleMania 31, WrestleMania 32, and now at WrestleMania 33. So, to sum it all, my final prediction is that Goldberg wins. And my final prediction is that my nightmare as a wrestling fan comes true because we're stuck with a past his prime, part-time heavyweight champion, the Raw brand. And it annoys me because, like I said, Lesnar-Goldberg, that match sells on its own. It does not need the title. With that said, if Kevin Owens does win, I'm going to lose my damn mind. The other question is this. Owens does lose. How long is the match? I have a prediction for that as well. I do think they book Kevin Owens strongly in the match. I do think he puts up a fight. I do think the match actually lasts more than a few minutes. I do think Kevin Owens does significant damage to Goldberg. Because then the commentators can be like, oh, he outlasted Brock Lesnar. Oh, he's done more damage than Brock Lesnar. And whatever other nonsense they want to say that I'll try not to pay attention to. And I also think that he loses because of outside interference. You see, as I mentioned previously, Jericho is no more. He has turned against his BFF. Jericho has been off TV since the attack. Jericho comes back at Fastlane. He costs his former friend the match against Goldberg. Goldberg wins the Universal title. Goldberg Lesnar will be for the belt. And it sets up Jericho Owens for Mania. So I've talked a lot. Talked a lot about how I hate Mike. How the heel cast is the future of the podcast industry. And I've given you my predictions and my analysis of the upcoming Fastlane card because I am an expert in everything professional wrestling. If you disagree with anything that I've said, tweet me at WrestleBrand so I can tell you that you are wrong and that your opinion is stupid. Also, make sure you check out the WrestleBrand Heelcast. Go to YouTube, search WrestleBrand, it'll pop up. Also, make sure you go to wrestlebrand.tumblr.com where I'll be posting any future episodes. When do new episodes come out? Whenever the hell I feel like making them. Because I'm a heel. I do things on my own terms. See? I just burped. On my terms. And of course, you can find WrestleFania on iTunes. And on that crap site, I am legally bound to fansnotexperts.com. If you really hate your life or you want to cyberbully somebody, follow Mike at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. If you really, really hate your life. But until next time, shut your mouth and go to hell. Fans Not Experts.